You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, the notorious VIC, fired up on a little therapy Monday here. And don't forget, you can stay connected to the Cleveland Browns with the latest news, photos, videos, and more. Visit clevelandbrowns.com, download our mobile app, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, at Browns, and on Instagram, at Official Browns. You can get Vic's blog, his article that he wrote about yesterday's game, if you want to get a sense of where of what he's cooking here today. Now, yesterday, I flew back in from New York, and I had a pretty rough flight. It was bouncy. We landed kind of sideways. I was not comfortable at all, but I got in a little bit before the Browns team did, and I heard that was especially rough, notorious. So I'm glad that you're here today. Let's start with that.
That's good. And it was an interesting flight, to say the least. So I'll break it down for you. Basically, it started, first we heard in the morning that to be ready for the possibility of busing back to Cleveland.
They had said that nationally.
Because they might not be able to fly. So, okay, that's one thing. And then there was sort of this early warning that we would have to get out of the locker room quickly, everybody, that it would be a quick turnaround. Well, by the end of the game, what we were hearing was 30 minutes in and out. They want you 30 minutes out of the stadium, everybody, get on the buses, and we're rolling, because the FAA had provided this tight window to depart Cincinnati and then be able to, you know, fly away or through the storm. Well, we're hustling, and I think they actually made that time window. Joe Banner, among others, were like making sure everybody. He was telling us as we were doing the show Browns Overtime with Michael Regei on Sports Time Ohio. You know, guys, got to be on that bus in 10 minutes. You know, so like there's the producer, and then there's Joe, who's the super executive producer,
super
right?
Producer.
When he says, okay, yep, and we're doing it, and we're hustling on this, and we're all saying, are we seriously going to be flying like in this weather? And the rain's coming sideways, and then between the bus and the plane, when you go up the stairs onto the charter, the rain, you can't even see. It's like hitting you in the eyes, and it's blinding. I couldn't see for a couple of minutes, because it was like, and then you're just like totally soaked. So you get on the plane, then we're flying a little rugged and rough, but the part that was amazing was the landing. So we're getting into Cleveland, and you could feel the imbalance, the uneasiness as we're getting closer and closer to the ground, and you could just feel this swaying in the wind. So then I'm on the right side of the plane. The pilot, who I believe is a former naval pilot, and he did the old landing on the aircraft carrier thing, bang, you know, straight down bounce, right? In those circumstances, the right way to do it. We hit, and just before we're hitting, the right side kind of tilted. Then suddenly the left just went whoop way up. And I'm on the right, and I'm looking to my right. I'm over the wing engine. I said, this might not be good. And then he just got it back down again. And when he did that, the cheer, and it really erupted from the back of the plane where the players were. Everybody's going, whoa, just started applauding this effort to get us on the ground. And then the pilot was standing at the bottom of the stairs as we were walking out. Everybody shaking this dude's hand, thanking him, as I did, for a safe landing,
yes,
keeping us alive. Good job, pilot. So, yeah, that was the fun that was added to that, so to speak. Let's see if we can get a quick call here. Because it is a therapy Monday, and we want to hear from folks. Can we hear from who do we got here? How about Don in Ashland? Don?
How are you guys doing, Nate?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Yesterday was a horrible pill to swallow. In fact, I probably choked on it a little bit. But here's my thing, guys. I'm not going to give up on this season. I think we're still capable of a 500 season. I think the window's very, very small, but there is a definite possibility that, you know, we can make a push for the playoffs still. I think with yesterday, I think where the whole offensive thing started was when he missed Greg Little wide open in the end zone the first time we were in the red zone. And my other thing
Agreed.
Is... And my other thing
the old
is,
Ephus pitch right there.
We were just talking about that.
I thought that was a
yeah.
huge miss.
Yep.
Right. My other thing is you know, we got to play with what we got. And I love Willis McGahee. I'm glad he's an awesome veteran to have on the football team. But I think in first and second down situations, I think Obanaya needs to be out there. That 40-yard run that he had was awesome. And I think Willis is more of a, you know, short yardage, get you 1 yard, third down type of back. I think he's just too slow and too old to hit the holes.
And you saw him play. You saw Willis McGahee play his fewest number of snaps this season. He played 13 of the 83 snaps. Chris Obanaya played 48, Fozzie Whitaker 23. So I think you're right on the money there. They're moving away from that clearly. And, you know, Obanaya gave them a little bit of a spark there. But still, I have a problem with the fact that Chris Obanaya is second on the team with 12 targets. You cannot check the ball down that often, that repeatedly. And granted, his offensive line did him no favors, speaking of Jason Campbell. But you got to take a few more shots down there, because it just allows them to say, okay, we're going to try to suffocate Josh Gordon. And yes, he got free and had the one big play for 74 yards, but they're going to try to suffocate him and know that all you can do is check down. You can't gain any chunks. 4.4 yards. He threw the ball 56 times,
right,
and had 248 yards. So we're going to see more in the backfield, but you know, it's part of the thing. This is where Deion Lewis would have been here. But everybody's got injuries. You got to just work through it.
No, you got to work through it.
You got to work through it.
But it can't be, it cannot be that many checkdowns. It can't be taking that safe way out. Challenge, be aggressive. All the things we saw before, and whatever the Bengals were doing in coverage that made him uncomfortable, you're going to see that all the time.
Of course.
You're going to see more of it.
And 13 of the 27 completions were to running backs. 5 to Fozzie Whitaker, 6 to Obanaya, 2 to McGahey. That does not get the job done in the National Football League. All right, when we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we will have the roundtable. Tom Withers from the Associated Press is here. Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank. Cleveland Browns Radio Network is here. It's all brought to you by Rosewood Grill. That's coming up right after this.